Odds and Ends is a new nonprofit store in town. Joining us now with more about it are the Odds and Ends of Odds and Ends, Evelyn Carlson and Arvis Thompson. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us about this new store, what it is and what it isn't.
Well, we are a nonprofit, and any profits that are made from the store will go to the community. We are functioning totally with volunteers, and basically our mission is to provide a place for people with limited income to find affordable furniture and household goods. But we've got other missions too, to enhance the environmental needs of the county by providing a place for people to bring stuff that we can reuse or repurpose or recycle, furniture and household goods.
And where is the location of this new store?
Well, it's at the old bowling alley, old howling wolf, old...
Well, most recently, the co-op used it as
right.
a temporary building.
Right.
Okay, right on Highway 61.
Right, and we're calling it the old alley.
Okay.
And so that people will know where we're at.
Well, you opened on May 17th. How has it been going?
It's been going extremely well. The amount of donations are just overwhelming. The community is very responsive and giving us very nice things. And the purchases are just walking out the door faster. Sometimes we can't even get them on the shelf and they're already gone. So it's been very successful.
So you're going to have a lot of things that are really can just be turnkey type of things where you don't have to refurbish them or do anything to them, and that will be wonderful. You know, you drive around and you'll see nice things out on a curb, and maybe it rained in the night or whatever. Well, this is going to be a great solution for those who want to, you know, find a good purpose for what they don't need anymore. That's terrific. And what sort of donations are you looking for, and what aren't is not acceptable? Maybe that would be good to...
Well, we'll start with what's not acceptable. We really don't want to take mattresses.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And we are not taking clothes or shoes mm-hmm. or accessories like that.
Well, we have outlets for those.
Right, because we have outlets for those. And if we do get some things in that that are like that, we will make sure that we contact those other people that are selling or repurposing those.
Okay. And what about electronics, small appliances, things like that?
We do take those. If they are totally unusable, we'll figure out what to do with them. We know that we can take things apart. What we want to keep, as much little going into the landfill as possible. So we have places to send all the different parts.
Well, good. Well, and you also have a lot of space there that you won't be needing. And what might you do with that?
Well, once we're established, we try not to use that O word, you know, organize. But once that is being done, we hope that we're going to have enough unused space that we can make that available for small businesses that are trying to get a start up. And we'll be able to rent to them at an affordable price.
So they can have some space and a good location, too.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, we've been speaking with Evelyn Carlson and Arvis Thompson of Odds and Ends. It's a Grand Marais' newest nonprofit. Current hours are Monday and Tuesdays, 1 to 6, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 9 a.m. until 2, and open for donations Thursday from 9 to noon.
Friday, 9 to noon.
Okay, so you added a day there. More information is from Sharon at 387-1714. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add? I noticed that on some of the literature you talked about people maybe they're in that bar area that there might be some extra space to do something clever with.
We are wanting to let people know that they can come in and demonstrate their product, their craft, their idea, and have a place to do it, or they could invite the public to come and see and watch and participate, and then have a spot to try their wares. We hope to have a shelf, then they can put their candle or their lotion or whatever on with their business card, and people can be directed to them directly where they have an outlet, a retail outlet. And it's our hope that if you've got a crazy idea and you want to try it someplace, it's a safe place there.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just that we're seeking private funding for the business. We're not going to be actively seeking any public funding. The county, the city, the state, the feds, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to keep everything using private funding, and that we're really not in the business of competing. You know, we will refer people to the new
Lyle Spry,
yeah, mm-hmm. and his business. If it looks like a piece of furniture, really should go there rather than with us, or to First and Second, or to the Recycle, or to other places. That mm-hmm. So we're not in competition. We just want to provide additional opportunities for residents and our visitors to have a place to go.
Well, it sounds like you've got a good footing here. Well, again, more information, you can call Sharon at 387-1714. And thanks for joining us today.
And if you want to come up and volunteer, I mean, we have plenty of things to do.
We didn't mention volunteers because you'll need people to help with the goods and things, and then to...
And moving furniture and unloading and...
Okay, well, the number to call, 387-1714. So thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.